This is KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend. You are listening to The Heart of Learning, and I am your host, Heather McRae-Wolf. And my guest today is Jennifer Nielsen, drama director and English teacher at Port Townsend High School. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So she is looking forward to the last show that she is planning to direct at Port Townsend High School. And I know many people are very sad to see you go.
Oh, thank you.
But the last show is coming up, and it is As You Like It. And can you tell us a little bit about the details of that show?
Sure, I'd be happy to. It is, of course, Shakespeare, as we know, but we decided to set it in the 1880s in the American West. And we added songs and dances. So we sort of made it a musical. And we've been having a lot of fun with it. We open on Friday, May 4th, and have shows on May 5th, 10th, 11th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, May 13th, we have a show at 2:30 p.m.
Great. And that's at Port Townsend High School.
Right.
In the auditorium.
Yes.
So what gave you the idea to set it in this time period in the Old West?
Well, we go to Ashland, my daughter and I, every year. I've taken students down as a group twice in the last few years, and I'm very inspired by everything that I see down there. They take Shakespeare and they do a lot of original stuff with it, probably because they redo shows over time. Mm-hmm. And so every time there's a remake of Romeo and Juliet, they want to do something original with it. And they come up with some great ideas. We saw The Merry Wives of Windsor, and they set it kind of in Shakespearean times, but also they updated it with 80s music. And that was really fun. So that was kind of where the inspiration came from.
Nice. And when you started, when you had auditioned folks for this show, did you already know when it was going to be set, or was that part of the initial rehearsal process?
No, we knew when it was going to be set at that point in time.
Excellent. So can you tell us a little bit about the rehearsal process? You start in February, is that right, for the May show?
Usually, yes, we start in February. In the past, if we have a very dancey show like Chicago, we started earlier, like in the end of January. But with this show, we started at the end of February, and we rehearse usually 5 days a week for 2 hours after school every day. And that's our process. And then we spend the weekends, like I am today, finishing up the set build and painting and costumes and everything else that has to be done.
It's quite a commitment on everyone's part.
It is.
So looking back, I know you've directed a lot of different types of shows. Can you talk a little bit about some particularly memorable shows from your career of 15 years of directing?
Well, I think that I could go all the way back to my first show, which was Grease. And I learned so much. In fact, I try to learn something every time I direct a show that I can then take and apply to the next show to make it better. And I had never directed a musical before. It was unique. It was interesting. And the program, when I came into it, had very little money. And so we did it on a shoestring. And if it hadn't been for Jim Guthrie, who was teaching shop at that time and helping me build the sets, I don't think that I would have pulled it off. Otherwise, I guess Chicago is one of my favorite shows that we did. I always say when I do a musical, I have to be able to live with the music for about 6 months. And if it's going to get tiresome, I don't want to do it. So that music I could still listen to.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And we had a very large group of students who could sing at that point in time. And so that made that show possible.
Have you worked with different musical directors over these 15 years from either within the school or outside the school?
Yes, they've mostly been outside the school, people in the community. Leslie Lewis, I believe, was our first musical director. Beth Noel, another very talented musician who's not in town anymore. She's in Portland. She was our director for a couple of years. But the last few years, I've been working with Linda Dowdell, who lives in Squim and commutes out here to work with the kids. And she is just fabulous. In fact, on this show, she and I modified the music for it because we added music to the show, and she had to adapt the songs for our purposes. And so we've kind of collaborated to make As You Like It a musical.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is there a musical version of As You Like It that you were building off of?
No.
So you really created it from scratch, pretty much.
Yes, there were places indicated in the script where songs should happen, but they, in a traditional Shakespearean production, they probably would have been songs from the time period when the play was set. But we inserted 1950s, mostly Western songs, but some pop hits like Dream Lover and Come Go With Me, Stupid Cupid, and Honeycomb is another song we have in it. So we're having a lot of fun with that.
I can't wait. I'm excited to see it. And your daughter is in this production. Is that right?
She is. She's graduating this year. She's Cece is 18. And I wasn't sure she was going to want to be in theater when she first started out. She didn't seem super excited as a freshman. She came and ran the follow spot when we did Little Shop of Horrors. And after that, started auditioning. And her first part was a little teeny tiny part in West Side Story where she had one line. I think it was oobly oo. And she has since worked her way up to the lead role in As You Like It. She plays Rosalind.
How exciting. So how is that to direct your own child?
It's been a great learning experience, I think, for both of us. She's also my student in my class, my English class. So we have to talk about things a lot. We have to sort of come to decisions ahead of time about how we're going to interact with each other. Mm-hmm. Just to sort of know, oh, well, this is how I want to be treated, Mom, or I think we should talk about such and such at home, mm-hmm. but maybe not at rehearsal, or, mm-hmm. you know, we just sort of set the boundaries as we've worked through things, mm-hmm. and it's worked out great.
And you've had a few years experience now, you know, leading into this show since she was a freshman when she started.
Yeah. Well, when she was four or five when I first directed Grease.
Oh, wow.
And I have a picture of her backstage, and I had given her a broom to try to keep her busy. And she was sweeping away. So she's been there ever since then, you know, as a part of the scene.
So in other words, she started as a stagehand.
Yes.
And yes. moved on to the stage as she got older.
Yes.
Great. You talked about trying to learn different things, you know, from each show and obviously from shows that you go and see that other people have directed. What do you feel like are some ways you've evolved as a director over the time that you've been engaged in this process?
That's an interesting question. I think I've become a better listener and a more sensitive responder to students' needs. I think it's easy for people to get the stereotype of a director as being this monster sort of person that yells at the students and or actors, whoever, and to get them to do what you want them to do. But I guess I've learned over time, and I guess I was never really that kind of a director, but I've learned that I need to pay attention to what that student needs at that time in order to improve and get better and feel confident. Sometimes they need you to be really hard on them in a sense, or they need you to call them out when they're not doing something that they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. But there are other times they need you to just stay after and talk with them for 15 minutes because they've had a really hard day and have a hard time memorizing their lines or whatever it is. So I think that's one of the things I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is The Heart of Learning. And I'm Heather McCrae Wolf, and my guest today is Jennifer Nielsen, drama director and English teacher at Port Townsend High School. And you are listening to this show on KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend. Thank you again for joining me today.
No, it's my pleasure.
You were talking about, you know, the work with students and sort of what you've learned over the years about how to work with students and how to get the best out of them. And I guess I think back to my high school theater days, and I think about how much of a refuge high school theater can be for kids. Some of them are just natural actors and that's where they want to be, but some of them come to it because they're looking for a space and a place to be themselves in different ways. And I'm just wondering what your experiences have been of really offering refuge for kids in high school.
Right. I think that they feel if it's not a safe place for them to explore their talents in terms of being an actor or a technician, then they wouldn't want to come back. And I don't blame them. So I think creating a safe environment for them where they feel like they're accepted for who they are and they can grow from there. I have not had any experiences with students who just aren't accepted or don't feel accepted, and therefore they, you know, they leave or they never come back. They just, I'm not sure if I can explain it, but I kind of use it in my teaching too, that I don't want the students to ever put anybody else down, you know, for anything. So, I have a lot of kids who've come and kind of found a home. Mm-hmm. In the theater and a family. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the great things about it.
And such an important thing to offer that kind of creative space to do that too. Mm-hmm. In the current sort of standards-oriented educational environment, I know sometimes arts don't get as much attention or support. And I'm just wondering what your experience has been over these years of any shifts in support or funding that you've experienced.
It's been pretty drastic. We started out with, I didn't personally start out with very much money in the drama fund, but there was a drama class, which helps to support kids who are just thinking about whether they want to do something in drama. Mm-hmm. And they want a safe place to try it out rather than a main stage show. And that was cut in 2008 when there was the economic downturn. Mm-hmm. It never really came back as a class. So that was a huge piece of support that was taken away. And I have been lobbying ever since to try to get the class reinstated. In the last few years, as many people know, STEM has taken a hold of a lot of the time, energy, and money in schools. Mm-hmm. And it's great that students are learning science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But the arts are being slowly sort of dwindled down to fewer and fewer offerings for the students in our school. They have to get 1.5 credits in art right now, according to the state guidelines. Mm-hmm. And there are not very many classes offered that will fulfill that. Mm-hmm. And in the last few years, not only drama class was cut, but also jewelry making and carpentry and one of the art sections. And so it's just like a continuous chipping away.
Which sort of makes me think of STEAM, the idea of STEM with the A added, right, with the arts added, which I know some places really do try to keep incorporating, even though there is sometimes a lack of outside support for that.
Yeah, it's one thing to say we support STEAM, but if there's no money to go with it, it's pretty much an empty promise.
Mm-hmm. Which is quite a challenge. Even sort of given that environment, I'm wondering if you have kind of words of wisdom, shall we say, to offer to people wanting to be doing theater in schools, people who want to be supporting theater here, specifically in Port Townsend for young people, what your words of advice might be.
Oh, I don't know if I have words of advice. I don't think it's going to go away. I was asked that question the other day. I don't think there's any way that there won't be theater at the high school. Mm-hmm. I think someone will step in and with a fresh look, and maybe they'll be able to get more funding. Maybe they'll be able to get more support. I think because the students will want it, that it will continue to be offered. That's my hope anyway, because I don't want to see it just stop.
I know that Port Townsend has been working hard to make a lot of different community partnerships happen with the schools. And I'm curious about different community partnerships that you've experienced during your years, both as a teacher and as a director I know you mentioned sort of folks from the community coming in to do musical direction for your shows. I'm just wondering other examples of kind of community involvement and partnerships.
I've had so many people come in and help at different times. The costumers I have now, one of them is an intern down in Key City, and the other is just a community volunteer, Maggie and Susan, and they are doing a great job with costumes. I have Steve Arbuckle, who used to live here but moved to Bellingham but comes back to do my shows for me.
Nice.
I have a hair and makeup person who's been with me since the very beginning, and she now lives in Olympia, and she's coming up to do the shows with me.
Wow.
Mr. Guthrie moved down to California for a year or so, and he would come up and do my build my sets for me. So I feel super lucky to have that and other support from community members, as well as people who come show after show after show in the audience. And I've a lot of familiar faces now, and they'll come up and talk to me about, you know, how much they liked it or how much they saw growth in a particular student over the time, and just some real dedicated fans, which has been really great. And also, we have a secretary at the high school named Jan Boudelier that I know a lot of people know. And I really feel like we couldn't do half of what we do if it wasn't for her. So I want to put a big shout out to Jan.
I've noticed since moving to Port Townsend that the support for youth performing theater or music, I do feel like I know a lot of people who don't have children who do go see those shows and those productions and performances. So it does feel like there is that community acknowledgement of like, this is art that's happening in our community and we want to go see it, not just because we know a kid in it, but because it's a vibrant part of the art scene.
Yes, I have a lot of parents of former students who have continued to come to see the plays as much as they can. And that's really great to see them. Then I can catch up on what my former students are doing.
Nice. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like what some former students have ended up doing who've been involved with theater with you?
Well, Ben Resendez, who did Into the Woods with me, is a stuntman and event coordinator in New York. Jennifer Ewing, who did several shows with me, is living in Seattle and doing plays there. She went to the American Academy in New York for her training. Michaela Euro is in Los Angeles. She was Velma in Chicago and other shows. She was in some others as well. And she is in a continuing bit part in a Comedy Central show. And I have other students from middle school. I have Ben Medina. Ben Medina is a filmmaker in Los Angeles, and he's just getting ready to release his first major motion picture. So I think those are great successes, but it's also just there are many students who have benefited from the confidence that it gives them when they are on stage and have to work as a team and trust and rely on each other. And those skills that they gain through the productions are invaluable, in my opinion. So,
People could be out there using those skills in all kinds of different fields.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Right. Another question about reflecting back on changes in the last 15 years. I think about sort of social media and sort of what's changed about how students are communicating with one another outside of school and sometimes inside school. How have some of the evolution of technology, how has that affected your work?
Well, in some positive ways and some negative ways. Positively, we have a Facebook group where we can communicate pretty quickly with students to just get information out to them. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, we rely on it sometimes for our research, for hair and makeup, and we can be back in the green room saying, well, wait, this hairdo is not working. I think we better look up another one. And that's very handy to have. Students' long-term memories, maybe even their short-term memories, are, I think, over the time have decreased because they're not dealing with that much language. It's all in text speak and within 40 characters or whatever. And so taking on Shakespeare, for instance, this year, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
And it's really stretching them out of their comfort zone that they have to not only say all these words and say them properly, but memorize them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good for them because I don't like how technology is shortening and sort of minimizing their use of language. I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does that mean you've had to come up with different strategies for how to help kids memorize? Like, how do you do that?
Well, I have personal techniques and other people who've been in the program. This is one of the things that's really, really nice about having students from the time they're freshmen to seniors.
Yeah.
Is that by the time they get to be juniors or seniors, they are teaching the younger students how to manage it, what to do, when to do it, mm-hmm. and they help one another. That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And they learn those leadership skills. I don't know, other than just
practice,
do it again and again and again and again.
I'm thinking of all the different kinds of Shakespeare in the Park that happen. Have you ever tried to do an outdoor production? I know it's difficult in this weather, in this climate.
I haven't here, no.
Okay. Have you ended up doing them at different venues, or have all the shows you've directed been at the high school?
They've all been at the high school.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. You have that great auditorium there.
I do.
So why go anywhere else?
I'm so lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us one more time, just to remind our listeners, As You Like It is coming up?
Yes.
And what are the dates and times of that?
The 4th and 5th at 7 o'clock, and the 11th and 12th at 7 o'clock. That's Friday, Saturday night. And then the 18th and 19th at 7 o'clock. And then a special matinee Sunday, May 13th at 2:30.
So that means you have 3 weekends, Friday and Saturday nights, mm-hmm. and then a Sunday matinee.
Yes.
And is this particular show appropriate for the young ones? The little, like, how young would you say if you have young kids?
If they're used to coming to live performances, they might enjoy, maybe 4 to 5 years old might mm-hmm. enjoy. A lot of people in our community go to the Shakespeare in the Park. So yeah. The kids have a familiarity with that and with other performance. But the music inside of our show and the dances kind of liven it up throughout. So I think it will help hold their attention.
And how long is the show?
It's a little over 2 hours, and then adding on a 15-minute intermission to that. So probably almost 2.5 hours.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. So you've mentioned some memorable shows that you've directed, Grease, Chicago. Can you share any anecdotes of things that really didn't work in your career so far that you've tried?
You make me bring that up. Well, one of the first shows I tried to direct with my drama class was called The Tree. It was the worst show I've ever seen in my whole life. And it was just terrible. I can't even, people breaking character and not doing what they're supposed to do. And it was just awful. I wanted to bury that tree.
But what did you learn from that?
Oh, I learned that I have to be very careful about what I pick with inexperienced actors.
Uh-huh.
And that particular group of students was just not ready to take on what that show needed.
Mm-hmm. And there's such an art to that, then, gauging, like, what is the right level of show for this particular group of kids and how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. So do you have ideas of what comes next for you?
I've just been looking around. I may be teaching at Port Townsend High School next year, but I'm also looking at Ashland, Oregon for some work in the theater, the Shakespeare Festival there. I keep telling people, I'll sweep the floor. I'll I'll do anything. Just give me a job. But I'll just have to feel it out and see mm-hmm. where my future takes me. I have a granddaughter on the way for my middle daughter is having a baby in September. So and she lives in the Seattle area. So I don't want to go too far away.
Absolutely. Understandable.
Right.
Understandable. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. This is The Heart of Learning with Heather McCrae Wolf. That's me. And my guest today has been Jennifer Nielsen, drama director and English teacher at Port Townsend High School. And her final show that she's directing for the high school will be As You Like It. And it plays May 4th, May 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on Mother's Day, May 13th, that starts at 2:30 p.m.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm in love and it's a crime.
You've been listening to The Heart of Learning. I'm Heather McRae Wolf, and many thanks to my guest, Jennifer Nielsen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jennifer is the drama director and English teacher at Port Townsend High School. Her upcoming show at Port Townsend High School is As You Like It. Opens on May 4th and plays May 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on Mother's Day, May 13th, that starts at 2:30 p.m. This is KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend. Our producer today is Larry Stein. I'm Heather McRae Wolf, and thank you so much for listening.
You got me jumping like a crazy clown. And I don't preach you what you're putting down. Since I kissed his love and lips and wines, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop it on me. Cupid, stop picking on me.
Stupid Cupid. Stupid Cupid.